female investors relate to finances differently than men. We see it in the data, and we hear it in the stories that women tell about how underserved they often are by mostly male financial advisors. Many of them want to do better, but don't have the necessary skill. Judy Parody and Paulette Filion are the co-founders of strategymarketing.ca, and they're focused on bridging this gap. They have written a book in service of that mission. It is called Invest in Her, the Smart Financial Advisor's Guide to Winning with Female Clients in 6 Easy Steps. Hello to you both.
Hi.
Paulette, I'm going to start with you. Your book is for advisors, but why I wanted to bring you in to come and talk about this is there's also great perspective here for female clients, too. How would you characterize the issue that many female clients face when working with a financial advisor? It ain't perfect for them.
No, it's not at all. A lot of times, financial advisors will talk about the performance of the fund or asset allocation. And in fact, women just don't relate to money that way. They relate to money in terms of how it can help their lives or help their children.
Judy, how do you make that? How does a client help an advisor pivot? Because I don't have the advisors in the room. They might be listening to the show, but who I know for sure is listening to the show is the female investor. How do we help her pivot the advisor?
Sure. You know what? We say that women, to use a colloquialism, have to belly up to the bar. In other words, they have to speak up. And that's one of the problems is that women frequently don't speak up. And we were talking to someone yesterday who was saying, you know, I don't like my advisor. I don't like what my advisor's doing.
Yeah.
We said, well, tell them.
Yeah.
Tell them.
What does that sound like? So if that person you were talking to, they said, I need a script. Give me a script of what I say. What do they actually say?
The female financial advisor.
The female client the advisor.
Sure. She can literally say, you know what? I'm interested in retiring in 5 years, or I'm interested in helping my grandchildren. Show me how to do that.
Right.
You know, I don't understand. And women don't have a problem with saying I don't understand. You know, basis points and rates of return. Connect it to my life, because that's what I'm interested in.
Paulette, how do women go about finding advisors for whom they can work the best? I get the question all the time about how do I find a financial advisor? But it's I don't know if it's a bigger challenge or a more nuanced challenge for a female investor.
Well, it's finding somebody that you can connect with. Oftentimes, Judy and I refer to it as it's more like a marriage rather than a speed dating. And so you need to ask people that you trust, people who, if it's another woman, who do you deal with and how is that individual? Because what's important to me is I want to be educated. I want to learn more about investing. I want to learn how it connects to my life.
Judy, what are the questions that you ask? So you book an interview to interview this financial advisor. How can you discern whether or not the advisor is really going to be able to serve you or if they are a well-trained parrot who learned the right thing to say with women is?
Yeah. Well, I can tell you a very quick story about a young woman who inherited suddenly some money. A parent died, sold a house, had $1 million, said, you know, what do I do? And her colleague said, go out and interview some advisors. So she went out and she interviewed 2 men and 1 woman. And oddly enough, she came back and said, they all seem competent. They all had their rate numbers and, you know, they all seem competent. What do I do? And this is really good advice. One of her friends said, well, you know what? Interview them again, but have them come to your home. Okay. And she did that. And she said, you know, if somebody said, you know, I've already answered all your questions, why? Well, strike them off the list.
Right.
But she ended up saying, you know what, I could really see whether I could relate to this person as a human being. At the end of the day, they can all get rates of return. You assume that. They shouldn't be in the business if they can't. But would I have a coffee with this person?
Right.
It's very intimate talking about your finances.
And you can imagine someone who can engage with another person would notice a photo on the wall and
be
able to bring up a topic that you had as a shared passion that someone who doesn't have that ability to engage would just simply not be
able
to.
As it turned out, that's exactly what happened. He picked up on a photo of her family skiing, and they got into a conversation about skiing.
Right.
And she picked the male, incidentally, not the female.
Interesting. Paulette, what about the client experience can and should a woman expect? And we've talked before about this, and we talk about washrooms as being important, which I know sounds cliche, but I come back to it because it's so tangible. What should a female investor expect when they walk into that office and just have on the radar for?
Well, in terms of the washroom, or
the subtle cues of the client experience. Yes, the washroom as an example, but the subtle cues of, yeah, this is set up for me.
Well, the first thing is, if the financial advisor needs to pay a lot of attention to listening to you, if he or she is constantly trying to fill the dead air, then they're probably not right for you. You need somebody who will listen to all the things that are important to you, that matter to you in your life.
It is so difficult for people, Judy, to switch advisors. Not practically. I know that they just, you know, trade the money around. But conceptually or emotionally, it can be so, so difficult. How do you go about improving the relationship that you have? If you say, you know, I'm not getting what I need. I heard this great interview on the show and, you know, these women have some great points to make. How do you train the advisor to say, here's what I need. Give me what I need.
Not the advisor. How to train the investor, you meant.
No,
right?
No. I mean the advisor. So because we're talking to the investor. Okay. So if we have her put her needs out and say, listen, this is how I need to engage.
First of all, advisors should know that women will often just walk away if they're not happy.
Yeah.
That's a heads up for them. They won't always come forward and say, I'm not happy. But they actually can. And that's what I said earlier. They need to speak up. They need to say, I'm not happy. I do not like, you know, we're not connecting. I want to meet with you more often. I want to know more about how my investments relate to my life.
Paulette, there's something in our culture about women sometimes not knowing their worth. And we talk about that in a work context where the guy's like, give me a raise. And the woman has the experience like, if I deserve a raise, they'll give me a raise. Women are very valuable clients. You say in your book some of the ways in which women are valuable clients. I would love for our female listeners to know how valuable they are. So can you talk about, you know, them as referral machines and those kinds of things that they bring to that relationship that they might not fully appreciate?
Well, the best way I can explain it is a financial advisor that we met who decided to move his business more towards female clients rather than male clients because he was very unhappy in his role. And what he found is that he was very much appreciated by these women for all the things that he does, not just the rates of return, but the financial plan, the explanations, the education, the handholding. All of that became critically important to the female, but it also made his relationships much deeper and much more valuable. So it's a win-win for everybody if the financial advisor does attract more women and deal with more women, and women can see the difference because as a financial advisor gets better at working with women, it improves his relationships with all of his clients.
Judy, just before we go, are there any caveats or disclaimers or pitfalls that you would flag here? Because I know, you know, we all know, not all women are the same, not all men are the same, not all female investors are the same, not all male financial advisors are the same. Is there a button we need to put on this?
Absolutely. We often get stopped with that very comment. They will, you know, people in the audience will say, I have a client that's not like this. I know a woman that's not like that. I think Paulette said it earlier. Listen with a capital L. Listen and listen and listen. If you listen, actively listen, not just zip it up and wait till they're finished so you can go on with your monologue, but listen to what the person is saying. And they will give you a lot of cues on how they want to work with you. There are women who are interested in rates of return and nothing else. And there are men who are interested in lifestyle. If you listen and don't presume that this is my job, I'm going in, I'm presenting my credentials, I'm presenting our you know, unique investing strategies. But I'm listening to you. You know, it's like a doctor can't give you a prescription until they hear what your ailments are. So I think listen is the biggest caveat that Paulette and I frequently talk about.
Yeah, really helpful insight. Judy Parody, Paulette Filion, co-founders of strategymarketing.ca and authors of Invest in Her, The Smart Financial Advisor's Guide to Winning with Female Clients in 6 Easy Steps.